First things first, I'm a Klingon. Got my diagonal warrior bling on. Got my Kodak and my Batleth, my tricorder hyperspray, and my bloodstain sharpened Mackleth. I could help you with your latex application, but I'm running late for a trek ball pre-dance libation. By night, I'm a warrior who's bringing all the pain, and by day, a Burger King assistant manager in training.
Oh my God! Bobby Shearer, thank you so much. Guardians of the Geekery live at Con Carolinas. Fantastic. Woo! We've got Carol the Cat. Tenacious T.
Hello.
And Joey the Giddy Geeker. And Matt Starnslord. Wait, I'm Starnslord. Yeah, yeah. And Bobby Shearer.
Hello.
Tell us why you're here.
No.
Oh, sorry. You can
go right into the rapid fire response round.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to ask you a series of questions. You need to give us a short answer or phrase. This is a short answer and it's a rapid fire response on your part. So here we go. Sonic screwdriver, tricorder.
Screwdriver.
Princess Zelda or Leia.
Zelda.
Legolas or Boba Fett?
Boba Fett.
Lightsaber or Batleth?
Lightsaber.
You're stuck on a desert island with a solar-powered iPad charged fully. Nice. What would be the book that you would put on there?
One of the Game of Thrones books.
Album?
Beatles. Meet the Beatles.
And movie?
We'll do Star Wars, New Hope.
And video game?
Zelda Link to the Past.
Good. All right, Bob Bashir.
Hello.
Tell us who the heck you are and why you're here.
Happily. I am a professor by day, a professor of English by day in Greensboro, North Carolina. But I moonlight as a comedian and nerdcore rapper.
Yes. So,
and that is why I'm here at Con Carolinas this year. I've got a nerdcore rap show coming up this afternoon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being on our 20th podcast.
Whoa, really? The big 2-0?
Yeah. Nice. 20 part A.
Oh, right. Part A of C. Awesome. Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit more about your nerdcore rap.
Absolutely. It started as just like a bug in my ear. Literally. It was a nightmare. No.
Ouch.
Earwigs. No joke, kids. No, it was a couple years ago. Actually 2012, I can remember, because I remember I was living in a very specific location. I was living with my friend John, who I do improv with every weekend, and who I'm in a sketch comedy group with. Mon Frere, shout out.
You're upset.
The Mon Frere sketch group, we had been all together since about 2009. And so I've been doing regular sketch and improv comedy forever. But sketch comedy, and we all started to want to do like individual projects as well as continue to work with each other. And I always, just came up with raps in my car by myself. Exactly. Yeah. Sorry. I wasn't cursing at you. It was part of my rap. But I was cursing at them. I have pretty bad rage. I come from the Weird Al school, grew up on them. So parodies and clever wordplay have always been something that I've tried to emulate and make a part of my comedy. And so
you created, what's it called?
Alter Id.
There you go.
Wordplay. Alter Ego. All right.
I got it.
Yes. We're with you.
That's three.
Being who I am, I've been calling you Alter ID for years.
It makes total sense, because those two letters together usually mean ID.
I don't care that it's a lowercase I and a big case D.
Right.
I still call it.
Right.
We had this conversation the other day. She's like, Alter ID. And I'm like... And then she's like, it's about his ego. And I'm like, don't you mean id?
I know.
No.
Well, that actually, like, the whole id thing, actually, my friend Amanda that I went to college with, she used to always have this hilarious thing she would do where we would say, Amanda, be your id. And she would just immediately go, sex, food, kill, kill, kill.
And so I was. To be her.
Exactly. So
you stole it.
I did.
I know.
I do believe the id belongs to all of us. It's public domain.
So why nerdcore?
Matt, quick question before we continue with Bob. Who you have in your cope with now?
Oh, yeah.
My sister.
Aaron.
Oh, cool.
He refuses to open it.
I'm like, I can't trick my sister. Huh. There's no way this is happening.
It's just a callback to the podcast we were on this morning.
Yeah, when you said Amanda, that was they're like, who's gotcha. Amanda? And I'm like, what's going on? I'm faithful. What's going on?
Yeah, Sharon. Sharon Cook drinking your sister. It sounds like some sort of Greek tragedy.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Everybody wants the Aaron. Just do it away from me. Start to beat you up. Sorry.
So you have one album out, correct?
I do, called Hashtag Straight Crushing It, which...
Yeah.
You have to say it clear so they actually can buy it.
Hashtag Straight Crushing It. It's all one hashtag. And, you know, because I hate money, so that's why I called it that. The album cover is a picture of me when I was 12 at my desk in my room holding a bunch of my Legos. Looking like a straight.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No, yeah. 12 podcast cuts
I know
out.
What I was holding when I was 12, and it's not Lego.
He's at the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. Don't touch that sock.
And so, you know, I just wanted to put forward into the ether just how awesome I've been since forever.
But you're working on a new one.
I am. I'm working on just an EP, a 5-song EP right now. Mm. And I've got 2 tracks done and working another. Almost got a new one done just for the con, but didn't quite get it done in time. So.
And you also have a one-man show of it.
I do. And
the concept is you transform from good 12-year-old boy.
Yeah. To
sex, fuck, kill.
Exactly. Yeah. To hardcore. You know, as hardcore as nerdcore can get. Rapper. Actually, before I started it, you know, I knew of a few, like, pretty popular nerdcore artists, but I didn't realize, like, how big it is.
So who's your big influence, besides Weird Al?
Oh, of course. Love RJD2. Tyler, the Creator, is also one of my jams. He's fantastic. Adam Warrock. As
yes.
well, he's and I love his story too because he was a lawyer in DC, I think, and you know was making a ton of money and all on the books looks like, wow, you're doing this adult thing really, really right, you know. Excuse me, getting over a cold. And one day he was just like, this is not what I want to do. This has never been what I've wanted to do. I've wanted to rap. And so he just started.
And does a lot of YouTube videos.
He does a ton of YouTube videos. The man is a machine with content. Like, and it's always good, too. It's not like he's just doing it just to fill the airwaves. Like, his stuff is really, really good. And everyone should check it out. But he is just a machine. Like, you know, he promises a new song, and boom, there it is.
Yeah.
So.
So what was the last new song you put out on YouTube?
I think it was... I think it was from the first time I ever did the one-man show, and I tried to do one of those, like, what I call lyric videos, you know, where it's just the song and it's just, like, a movie of just the lyrics flashing across the screen doing crazy stuff, but I knew nothing about how to make that, right. So I just made it on my MacBook, and it's not very good. But that was a couple years ago.
Well, but you do have some of your Mon Frere videos up there.
Yes, those are up there. Except we had a lot of them on Vimeo, actually. Mm-hmm. Not to call out Vimeo, but our account was just taken down. Through no reason. Like, our artistic director who runs all of our web content, he didn't get an email or anything. But our Vimeo account was taken down, and all of the content was just gone.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we had some of the videos saved, but not all of them, actually. Because we thought, we can keep these on Vimeo, you know, on this clone.
Wow,
and so we just lost about half of our video content this past month. So
did
that was
you
a bummer.
Lose Jason Statham?
We did not. We still have that.
Oh, yeah.
We still have that, and we still have 100 Acres of Crazy, which is our Pooh Bear. Sketch.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Bob Bajir as Jason Statham, you need to see that.
Oh, thank you.
because it's Zombies, prejudice, pride, prejudice, and zombies, and more zombies.
Of course, and more zombies makes it more extreme.
Carol and I went the year that you came to the Geek Gala. Uh-huh. We had that playing as one of the videos when we would go and work cons to promote the Geek Gala.
Oh,
I think we have that memorized
now. Yeah, it would play in continual loop.
Yes. Fantastic.
Every 20 minutes.
Fahrenheit 4,051. That's the temperature at which I burn. Takes a lot.
So you have stupidly agreed to allow us to do some nerdcore rap live improv right here.
More than
just the intro?
Yes.
My 14 or 15 years of improv training hopefully will pay
so
off.
So how many words or phrases would you like, and do you want to write down the words so that you remember?
Yeah, sure, I'll do that.
So we have a live audience here. Everybody clap so they know that you're really here.
They're real. I'm looking at them. I'm looking at them.
That wasn't me running around the room clapping.
Yeah. No, I was hoping. We'll do it in post. We'll do it in post.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Let's just get a couple of basic nouns. Anything. Any person, place, or thing.
Kilt.
That's a good one. Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know.
He says to the man in the kilt.
Death Star.
All right. There's already a really great
tennis.
Rap about the Death Star.
Tennis.
Are you watching the French Open?
Of course.
Tenacious T. She's a tennis person.
Okay. What about adjectives or adverbs? Any descriptive words?
Come on, over here.
Red
is good. Yeah, that has a lot of rhymes. Awesome.
Sticky.
Right.
Oh boy. No.
You in the back corner with the NEC shirt on. Something like that. M-E-C-U. Word. Adjective.
Dead.
Red, okay. Sticky, and dead.
Red, sticky, and dead.
Hey, this name might
be a word. Any word. No. Come on.
No.
A word.
No, that counts. Right?
No is a word.
No is a word. No.
All right.
He's like, I can't let my girlfriend know I'm on a podcast.
Let's see here. What about your favorite, you know, any... Sci-fi,
fandom.
Fantasy related. Yeah, your fandom. What do you like? What do you like?
Wild guess here, but...
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Mad Max?
Is good.
Okay.
Yeah. Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect.
Aaron Sorkin.
Tenacious T. You are tenacious.
Guys, I'm not going to do a rap. I'm actually going to do a long monologue.
That works.
About being a moderate conservative. So get ready for vaguely insulting premises. All right.
I think you've got stuff.
I think I got some stuff. All right. Let's see.
Do you want a minute?
Let's see what we can do. Let's wing it. Come
okay.
on.
Whoa.
Do
all right.
Need to give you a beat or anything?
Yeah. Give me just the regular beat. You come up with the beat.
You guys can help too.
Sorry, I'm programming director.
Oh no.
Yo, Red ain't dead, and I'm riding on the road with Mad Max, and I'm carrying my load. It's a Mass Effect, but I ain't no shepherd. I'm Aaron Sorkin, and I'm gonna blow your head off. Playing tennis, back and forth. My name is Love, but that's not my score. Death Star shooting, blowing up Alderaan. My kilt is showing all the things that make me a man. Yo, no, there's that no, so I got that guy.
Hey, Bob,
that was kind of awesome.
Thanks.
We do want royalties on
that. Oh, yeah. We can call it Beats by Joey. They'll make a million. They'll make a million.
Easy.
I thought that was the whole dominatrix thing you were going to do.
Beats by Joey.
And there goes our PG-13. Phew. We were worried about that. We wanted to get that out there. All right. Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool. Thank you.
My pleasure.
So what other kind of songs do you do? What are some of the titles of the songs that you'll be performing?
Oh.
Or that people can find online?
Today.
And where would they find you?
Oh, fantastic question, Joey. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like I've done this like 19 times before.
I've got a Facebook page, which is Bob Bashir Comedy and Alter Id.
But if all you just, one word?
No, no,
that's
it's
a very long.
No, because I do some stand up as well. And,
yeah. So alterid.com is probably the easier one for people to find because they might not know how to spell Bashir.
That's true, but,
it's
but
like
yeah,
B S here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. See, Bashir, just Shear spelled like it wouldn't be. So that's not that's not helpful. Bashir. All right, but also I've got a page on Bandcamp.com.
Cool.
And if you just look up. If you just search Bob Shear Alter Ed or hashtag Straight Crush, you'll find my record. And,
say the hashtag.
Yeah. 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 Can't even say with a straight face.
I think I was drunk when I did it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think it was when I was like setting up the Bandcamp page. Like, it needs a title. All right.
I wake up the next day and go, what did I name it?
Oh, my God. Now going back.
To say that forever?
No. Now every EP, now every album will be like that. But yeah, so that album's on there. Of course, it's free to listen to. Downloads, I think. Actually, I've got a few free downloads left. So if you get on there and you like it, you can email me through there or Facebook me, and I'll send you free download codes if you wanna check it out. But yeah, those are the two main places to check it out.
And so, since the podcast may not be posted before you perform here live today.
Mm-hmm.
Where else would you be in upcoming performances?
Good question.
You're in and around Greensboro.
I'm in and around Greensboro. I don't have anything planned for June and July because I'm doing a couple of things with Monfrere in those months.
Oh, where will we see you at Monfrere?
Good question. Well, actually, tonight I get to go to Greensboro and then come back.
Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah. We got booked for a show at Geeksboro Coffee House Cinema in Greensboro. Which, if you're in Greensboro, great place to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Joe
Scott. Yeah, run by Joe and Rachel Scott. Great. Great people for the community. And we've got a show there tonight. So if, you know, you want to come on out, it's at 10 o'clock. We're performing with Sarah Donner, actually, who does Meowcore. It's awesome. And it's something that I truly didn't know existed before that. And I just want people to go look it up because words can't describe just how epically awesome it is.
We'll put a link.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
No, there will be no more linking.
No more linking?
No more linking. Now I mean it. Anybody want a peanut? Yeah. Yeah, because we want to get these up in timely fashion.
Gotcha.
One link I can do. I can do the one link on the Guardians of the Geekery Facebook page. How's that?
Okay.
I'll do that.
Acceptable.
And we won't even link to Bob. We'll just link to that meow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Forget me. No, she's better. She's way better. But I hope the album will be done by August. And so
cool.
I'm kind of like not doing any shows before then just to work, just to get this thing done. And then when the new EP is out, I'll start setting up some shows, and I'll totally let you guys know. And,
cool.
Yeah.
So you have a Facebook page as well, or just Bandcamp?
Facebook, yeah, as well. Yeah, okay. Check. Cool. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you just put an alter id in Facebook, search for it, it'll come up.
Yeah,
and you'll
which
see.
Is alter ID, but mm-hmm. as id.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll actually see the profile picture for it is me as Jason Statham in the movie. So
you didn't use the logo I created for you?
Oh, no, yeah, that's what it is, but that picture is me as Jason Statham.
Okay,
so, yes, it is the logo that Joey actually created for me.
Because his picture sucked.
Yes, it did. It really did.
You didn't look like a rapper.
Nope, I looked like a construction worker. He was just mad at his employees. So.
All right, so what's your ultimate fandom?
Ultimate fandom is and always has been Star Wars. Always. Grew up on it. Watched them out of order as a kid, but didn't care because I didn't have any idea of like continuity or anything when I was five. So, but I grew up during a pretty decent time. So I'm an '80s kid, and like you know, Star Wars had all come out. I was two when Jedi came out. But my mom said that she did take me to see it. So I have no memory of it, but went with my brother, who at the time, my brother was lucky. He was 5'8" and 11 with the original trilogy. Talk about perfect time to like.
Oh, he's
older now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, what was the first one you saw?
I saw Return of the Jedi first, and actually not when I went as a kid, as a like 2 year old, but
he remembers Return of the Jedi.
I remember Return of the, like watching it on VHS and watching it like 20 times, and then finally my brother telling me, you know, there are more. I didn't know. I just thought Return of the Jedi was this standalone, awesome sci-fi movie. And then finally watched A New Hope and Empire and, you know, fell in love.
What's your favorite?
Empire. Empire's, yeah, it's my favorite.
Mine too.
Yeah. Like that. Oh. Yeah. I've got, like, a special connection to Jedi just because I think, quantifiably, it's the one I've watched the most. But Empire is my favorite.
So what do you think of the new trailer?
I love it. I'm just gonna put it right up there. I think it's fresh. It's you know, it's something new. I liked what Abrams did with Star Trek. And
so
I know
did I. It's tricky.
At the risk of being unpopular, I guess. Although I think it's
J.J. Abrams created Felicity, so he's amazing.
Yeah, and Aliens, and a lot of.
This
lot
is
of,
our non-geek. For those of you who've never heard our podcast before, we keep her around because she asks us odd questions like. Is smog just really thick fog in the Hobbit movie?
I really didn't know.
She was serious.
She really
did.
That's what he breathes. It's not fire. It's just smog. It's just
in LA now.
It's just pollution.
Take that.
Yeah, take that, LA. But yeah, so that was my that is my ultimate fandom. I, of course, I fan out. there's that wordplay. to many things, but
that's all, right. All I'm thinking about is swords.
So. Fair enough. Just the whole time, inner monologue is katana. Yeah. that takes me way back. That would be what I would do with Legos. That would be what I would play, even though like it was before the Star Wars Legos existed. I would still make them all into like I crafted my own little lightsaber pieces.
Yeah.
To make sure that they had them.
My favorite thing was that I got to babysit some kids that were insanely rich, and they had every single Star Wars piece, like the Death Star and stuff. And of course, to them, it's nothing because they have like
a thousand things.
Yeah. You know, it's like I'd clean the mom's house and find $800 just lying around. And of course, being me, I put them all in the cookie jar.
Of course,
like, that's where the money is. But yeah,
like, 3 years later, they're like, "What is all this money doing in the cookie jar?"
No, I kept telling her. Like, I cleaned up some money. But anyway, that's a whole other story involving cops and Nike and whatever.
Fair enough.
But yeah.
Did you sell the children?
No. No, Nike? I'm saying why they just randomly had money lying around the house is a whole other story. But I didn't know that at the time. The point is they had all the Star Wars pieces, like everything, and of course, because it didn't mean anything to them, they had just bins and broken and all around.
Sure.
And, you know, I would clean up the kids' room by finding all the pieces and putting it all together and being able to play with it. So, you know, as a 16-year-old, I was like, "This is cool."
So you were slacking off on the job, essentially.
Hey, no, I taught
she
the kids.
Being made.
Yeah.
Why would you do that if you're just babysitting?
Because I wanted to play with the stuff. And that was my way of, I'm playing with the kids. Look, kids, let's play with the Star Wars stuff. You help me find all the pieces.
We do that every
so
time.
So it's all together. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, when we were kids, we had the 12-inch C-3PO doll. Because we had the 12-inch C-3PO and Darth Vader. And, of course, after watching Empire Strikes Back, we had to disassemble C-3PO.
Of course.
Because we also had a stuffed Chewbacca, and you needed to put him on the back of a stuffed Chewbacca. So, yeah, we totally dismantled that toy. So any Star Wars collectors out there are like...
But as kids, that's the whole point, you know? I admire people who collect all this stuff, and I appreciate that they have done that, but my Funko Pops are all out of their boxes, you know? It's like...
That's I know
when
we were
talking. You're not gonna. It's not gonna matter how much.
I know we were
worth.
Talking about this earlier, but that guy. That's the guy that I'm really envious of. The guy who started those, the Funko Pops. Come on, like just having that idea.
Because you hear bobbleheads, and you're like, "What's new about that?" But then, the way he did it.
Yeah. I mean, he just has pools of money. I'm sure that he just bathes in.
Like, well, it's a little bit like that movie that we saw, Big Eyes, last year. I mean, like I remember in the 70s, because I'm a 70s kid. But I remember that artwork and then ripoffs of that artwork being everywhere. And then, like, in the 80s and 90s, it was Lisa Frank. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like those people. Just, it's all timing.
Mm-hmm.
Timing.
Stupid timing.
I know. Stupid timing. Speaking of timing, we're right about...
At that time.
About that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you have a rap that you could take us out with?
Oh, yeah.
No pressure.
Let's see.
A short poem? A monologue?
Could or I could
yell at us as Jason Statham?
I could look! Or I could continue the rap I started with.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it.
So that rap is called Cosplay, and it's a parody of Iggy Azalea's Fancy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so that part was about to go into, I'm so cosplay, it's okay to be, so hashtag jelly, check the tweets of my frenemies. I'm so cosplay, it's okay to stare, you can look all you want, just don't touch my authentic hair. So yeah.
Yeah, so. There you go.
Thanks.
Check out Bob Bashir at alterid.com. He's also on Bandcamp and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then BobBashirComedy.com, which is Bob B.S. here.
Comedy.com. B.E.S. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Kitty Geeker.
Starz Lord.
Carol the cat.
Whatever my name is. Bye.